Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I lay.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. We give you praise, give you honor, glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you for this opportunity we have to be in your presence right now. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, for your touch, even your heart, even your mind. You deserve you, Lord God. We thank you for this opportunity we have in the name of Jesus, God. As we embrace your presence tonight, Lord, move as you see fit, Lord God. Thank you for our hearts to be connected to you tonight, Lord God, and we humbly come before you, Lord Jesus. We thank you as we seek your face, Lord God, tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you for giving us a clearer picture of who we are in you, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, even for helping us to walk, you know, with a greater boldness and even a greater aspiration, Lord God, to do, Lord God, even to be an inspiration to others, Lord God, both to do all that you've called and have commanded us to do, Lord God, that we shall embrace your presence, Lord God, tonight in Jesus' name. Let your presence reign, rule in our lives, Lord God, that you should be exalted in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We surrender all. Forgive us, Lord God. Wash us, cleanse us, make us white as snow. Lord God, as you redeem us from the curse of the law, we thank you, Lord God, for we have been redeemed and we've been set back to place, set in order. Be in divine alignment right now in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for you doing exactly what you desire to do through our hearts, oh God. So, Father, thank you right now in the name of Jesus as we willingly submit to you, Lord God. Thank you for what you're about to do, what you're about to speak, what you're about to break forth, break out, break in. Oh God, thank you for your presence right now. Let your presence rest upon us in the name of Jesus, oh God. We, Lord, as we come and desire, Lord God, even to hear and to experience your will. It's your will, not ours. So, Father, we thank you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, give you honor and glory. Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Rise up within us, oh God. Increase that I decrease now, and increase that I decrease now, and increase, Lord God. As I decrease now in the name of Jesus, oh God, we're not going to hold back your presence, oh God, but we're going to come to the throne of grace with our request made known to you, Lord God, because we know that you're well able to do it. There's nothing that you cannot do, Lord, so we thank you in advance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to Eagles of Flight Hour. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree, and we're prophesying in your prayer. We thank God for each and every one. As we come together tonight with one accord, we come in a spirit of expectation tonight to hear what thus saith the Lord. And I thank God for each and every one being on. And as we get ready to go forth into the word tonight, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 10. Familiar ground, but amen, we're going to go to some unfamiliar area in the sense of for some. Maybe some may, you know, some may already experience it, no. But nevertheless, the word will speak right where you are, and he will deal where we need to be, you know, and what he's going to do within us. So glory to God. Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. I'll be reading from the NLT version most of the time, but I'll also be touching the King James version as well. And I guess I'll read from one verse. I'll go to King James version first, and then I'll switch over to NLT version as we hear it. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rules of darkness in this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and to take the helmet of salvation, which is it would hit in the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly and speak well boldly to make known the gospel, the mystery of the gospel, For I am an ambassador in bonds, in chains, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. And we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 1, and we're starting verse 21. This includes you who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. Colossians chapter 1, okay, verse 23. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. The good news has been preached all over the world, and I, Paul, have been appointed as God's servant to proclaim it. I am glad when I suffer for you in my body, for I am participating in the sufferings of Christ that continue for his body, the church. God has given me the responsibilities of serving his church, proclaiming his entire message to you. This message was kept secret for centuries and generations past, but now it has been revealed to God's people. For God wanted them to know that the riches of the glory of Christ are for Gentiles too. And this is the secret: Christ in you. That this gives you assurance of sharing his glory. I'll read that verse from the King James Version. To whom God, who has made known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. For whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Amen. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, work which worketh in me mightily. The last verse again. That's why I work and struggle so hard, depending on Christ's mighty power that works within me. Amen. All right, so tonight I want to talk to you from the subject of the total package. Understanding that let me say this. As we go back to Ephesians, let's go back to Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll start at verse 10. Say, finally, brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. When we're talking about the total package, we're talking about the whole total package of who Christ is. And when we understand this big picture here, let me point to one verse here. We go back to Colossians chapter 1. I just want to put this one verse here. And we have already read it. But he goes on to say, verse 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Understanding who is in you, basically what you're made of, who you're made of, understanding why the enemy can't stand you, he hates you, everything about you. I mean, this is some of the reason why life can be hellish sometimes. It can be rough sometimes. It just seems like you always get into a fight, you know, with situations and things that happen. There's always resistance, and we call it warfare. Warfare. The reason why we go through so much warfare a lot of times not so much what you did do, and there's some things we may have done, but it's not so much that all the time, because Job didn't do anything. But because of who Job was and how Job lived, how he dedicated himself to the Lord or to God, that's why he was attacked, because God knew he was dedicated. God recommended him to be tried and tested because the enemy was looking for someone to combat against. And because Job was trustworthy, God saw him fit for the challenge. He saw him ready to be tried and tested. So when the enemy came up against him, God had total confidence that Job would stand his ground. With whatever the enemy wanted to do, and he gave him a God, he told him, you can do this, but you can't do that. Can't steal, can't take his life. You can try him with the things and his family, but you can't take his soul. So and even when he was trialing on, he said, you're going to allow him to attack his body, but you can't kill him. So even when the enemy wanted to do what he wanted to do, he cannot do anything without getting God's permission. So understanding who you are and what God is doing in your life, this is why the enemy tries you so much, because he can't stand of who you can't stand about who you're becoming and what God and who God is in your life. So when you understand the package, the Christ in you, the hope of glory, that's only a major part of it. And so when we see that it's warfare that we go through every day, you know, we go through some challenges, that's why we don't need to have a fit over it. You know, it's going to be there because of what we have to go through, because of who we are. The enemy's, let me tell you something, he's going to try you. He's going to test you. He's going to come at you all kind of ways because of the fear of who you are. Well, see, the thing is this. When we see 2 Corinthians chapter 2, let's go to verse 8. He says, I'm going to read out two different versions. I'm going to start with King James Version first. Colossians chapter 2, starting at verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. Okay, now NLT version says, verse 8 says, don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding noise that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. For in Christ, all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, which is the head over every rule and authority. So, since we've made that point, when we start talking about the total package, we can't leave out you. You are a part of that total package, because you are the vessel that carries the package. You are the one. You are the instrument to be used, prepared for the master's use. You are the one who God's desire to use to be the blessing. The blessing is on you, so guess what? You become the blessing. You are the blessing. You are the one that makes that kind of a difference when it comes to this life. This is why when you come into the scene sometimes, things may be crazy, but the key is this, as you begin to understand, there's a lot of things that happens in our life that we have the authority to change, but we don't. Let me say it like this, you are whatever you call an atmospheric changer. You have been built or because of how God has created you. You've been anointed, prepared by God to come into this earth and cause change to happen. Okay, what am I saying? Remember the Lord's Prayer? He said, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So what is happening is we, as ambassadors of Christ, as we say in Ephesians chapter 6, we are ambassadors. We've been born again, so now we're going through the process of we've been converted in our hearts, as far as the spirit man, but now we have to go through the process with our soul. In other words, our mind, our thinking, our feeling, touch of feeling, we have to get to the point of lining up with our spirit man and be in agreement with who God says that we are. If anyone have questions or comments or anything at this time, you can call in 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, and we're talking about the total package. We're talking about you as being the total package, not so much in your own self and your flesh. It's not according to your flesh, but according to the spirit that dwell, according to your relationship, according to your union, your connection with Christ. See, you can house the blessing, but if you can't access the blessing, access the power to release what's in you or operate, walk in, you're not functioning as the sort of package. You have been equipped, but you can't function. And some of us have been equipped. God has blessed us richly. But we lack the understanding of functioning and walking in what God has called us to, so that makes us limited. You have the total package, but you can't get into it and operate from it. And so this leaves you kind of handicapped, losing battles that you should have already won, losing wars that you should have actually done stopped, because you are not operating in it to the level of what you've been made to operate in. When you think about, for instance, for a great example, a mind, a brain. The capacity that our brain has been made by God to function and move and operate, we only use a portion of our brain. It's so much undiscovered, untapped skills and knowledge is in the brain that we still, on a daily basis and throughout a lifetime, have not even touched. See, but those who are able to use certain parts and use more parts than others have found themselves doing some pretty amazing things. We have been made, remember, we are made in His image, His likeness. You can't measure yourself according to the flesh. The true you is not according to the flesh. And this is how we disqualify ourselves. See, we disqualify ourselves because we look at ourselves according to the flesh. We look in the mirror and say, oh, this person's not too smart. I'm not too smart. I can't do this and I can't. See, first of all, let's remove can't from our vocabulary. The Bible tells us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthen us. He also said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. See, whose report are we going to believe? If you don't believe the word of God, you can't function through the word of God. See, we can't have belief something and expect the benefits of something. So if you don't believe the word of God, how can God function properly through you and to show himself strong if you don't believe? If you're tripping up on the fact that you messed up, you sinned, and you can't get past your sin and realize your relationship with God is even greater, because Jesus died for our sin, the former, the current, and even the ones that we may make. So we can't stop at what we're feeling right now. This is why we're supposed to set, the Bible tells us, set our affections on those things that are above. Come, look, come higher. Let's get off the ground. Let's see, when we begin to start looking at things according to the flesh, we ground ourselves. In other words, we cause ourselves to be grounded because we're limited thinking. You know, we're thinking from the natural, but we got to cross over to the spirit. Remember, we are a tripartite being. You will hear me mention this oftentimes, but I like to make sure we mention and understand that You are a tripartite being. We are a spirit that we possess a soul, and then we live in a body. So even though, because remember when Genesis 1, matter of fact, Genesis chapter 2, when God breathed, he made us, he shaped us out of the clay of the ground, the clay, and he made the shape of a man, and then the body, and then he breathed into that body, the nostril, he threw his, through the nostril of the body, the breath of life. So he breathed himself into that clay, and that clay became alive, and the kingdom became a human being. That's where Adam was made. So remember now, so God breathed himself into Adam to cause Adam to come alive, to cause Adam to be activated to being the first man. Now, the awesome thing about this is that he was given the responsibility to keep the garden, dress and keep. The Bible says dress and keep. Dress, so when someone is dressed, that means you put on a pair, you are prepared by adding some things to you or whatever the case may be, putting some things on, taking some things off, dressed properly, whatever, you know, is an appearance that's kept. And then he says also keep it. That means maintain it. So Adam was put in the garden to dress it, decorate the garden, as well as to keep it up and maintain. So when we see that, we understand now why the creative ability that he functioned and flowed in, this is why God did it. Then at the point of time, he had Adam before sleep, and he performed the first surgery, took a rib out of him, and he made woman. You notice Adam didn't wake up asking any questions like, what happened to me? What'd you do for me? What are you taking? No. He understood. See, him and God didn't have to always talk, face-to-face or by verbal way. But he understood. He had the mind of God. And he understood with the Father, whatever the Father do is what he does. You know, so he didn't have a problem with letting God do what he needed to do. This is where we come in today, too. We have to get to a place of surrender. That it didn't even bother Adam to surrender himself and allow God to take from him to create the first woman. We have to understand we've been made to serve. Okay, so bring it back on in. So here it is. God gave Adam that commission to go forth, take care of the garden and everything. And then as we go on further, we have to understand that God did this thing for a purpose. He breathed himself into us. So now, once again, Adam went forth, he called the animals, named the animals, and the name stayed until this time. So God positioned Adam to rule, to reign on the earth, but he's also positioned him to walk in his identity. He breathed himself into Adam, so Adam didn't have to be so reliant on the flesh to get things done. But he could have freely walked in the spirit. And being who he is in God, he was able to call, you know, name the animals and do those things as God did in the earth. So we have to understand that you, inside of you, is Christ. For those who are born again, if you're born again, you have Christ. And inside of Christ, fullness of the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So inside of you is the total package. Matter of fact, when we see you, we are looking at the total package in God. Now, do you have a revelation of that, and do you function in that way in your identity, is another question. I remember this movie, this cartoon show. Yes, it was a cartoon show, but then, of course, they actually did a movie of it called the Avatar, the last Airbender. It's a pretty interesting movie. And basically, when I look at it from a biblical standpoint, The Last Airbender was technically an apostle. You know, when I look at it from what his functions, operations, he was technically an apostle. There was different elements. He had the ground, then you had the fire, you had water, and you had wind, the air. So, of course, he was already an airbending, he was a monk. in which they were good at air bending, you know, to cause the air to shift and move the way they look and manipulate the air, okay? Then you had the water for those who were, they were manipulating or causing the water to move at will and they were able to function too. Then you had the ground, those who could cause rocks, you know, and work from the earth, use the earth as part of their power, you know, to where they could function and get things done. And then you had fire. Then you had those who could operate and cause fire to move back and forth. So technically, the brain balance to all four of those areas is the call, one they call the avatar. The avatar, this one, he was, of course, he was like the apostle. He was equipped and had the ability to function in all four areas. That's just, I was like, wow. You know, and this is what he was able to do, but he lacked the training to operate in the function. So even though he was equipped to do that, he wasn't prepared to do it because he was lacking the training and understanding. So let me say this. Let me throw this in for some knowledge. The greater revelation, the greater understanding that you have about who you are, what you can do, your gifting, your call, the more you know about those things, the greater the range of authority that you can walk in. Okay, let me finish this picture. So even though he was technically equipped to walk as soul, but what happened was some things happened and he got frightened when they told him that he was the one chosen to be that next avatar, but he had a problem because he wanted to have a regular life. He didn't want to have to live a life and be as he was called to be. So he'd do like a lot of us and run. And so in the midst of him running, he got caught in a storm, a bad windstorm, and he flies and everything. But anyway, he crashed, landed into some water, and for 100 years he was lost. But the power, the ability, he kept them both in the air bubble that was kind of like activated the whole time. So he kept them safe from harm or, you know, dying, freezing to death. He kept them safe. Well, he was under some Antarctica. He was in the South Pole, I think the North Pole. Anyway, but it was real cold. They were under the water. A lot of searchers found them and everything. So what I'm saying is this. He could not function. He would only be, even though he was technically the avatar or an apostle in a sense, but he only could operate as an airbender. So he still, even though he was equipped to do it, but he lacked the understanding of or the training and teaching of how to function in the other three areas. So he was not complete as he ought to have been or as he could have been to really walk in the range of his authority. See, so when we look at that picture there, he was the total package book functioning on limitations. And so even now, so I say that, this is to bring us to that point. So someone could be an apostle, but then function just only as a prophet because that's all they know. Instead of really walking in the fullness of those areas and understanding the fullness, they could just still be even one-dimensional instead of being able to function in whatever area you need to work in. So coming back to there's people who may not talk about office call or walking in the gifts of their soul, okay, but just being who you are in Christ, understand that you yourself are a type of total package because of who's in you. Now, you may can't do something that some other people may do, but the more you become more familiar with who you are in Christ, understanding the function that you can function in Christ, the more understanding you gather, the more dangerous you become. So the enemy's thing is to discourage you on your Christian walk and your journey. That way, if he can get you to start doubting what God has called you to be, and start believing the lies that you're not important, start believing that you can never do all things through Christ who strengthens you, to believe that you're not a conqueror. Matter of fact, you're defeated. See, the more he can try to pump this foolishness and make you believe this, the more you won't see who you really are. And so with the way we think is going to be the way we act. We act out what we're thinking. If you have an arrogant mindset, you will begin to walk out as arrogant. If you are humble, you will walk out as humble. So this is why the Romans 12, 1 and 2 talks about the renewing of the mind. We have to bring our mind and our heart up to standard and lower ourselves in humility to really function and walk into what God has called us to walk into. So we see here, as the Lord shows us the Christ in you, the hope of glory. And he talks about the fullness of God. I mean, fullness of Christ is the Godhead completely. And he said, we are complete in him. So let's look at that now. So he said we are complete in him. That let us know we're not lacking. Oh, my God. I pray that you're getting this. And once again, if anyone have any questions or comments at the time, you can, you know, definitely press 1 and chime in, ask a question or comment at this time. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says, for in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. Okay, and that was the NLT. The New King James Version says, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The Godhead is the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Godhead. That's the Trinity. And inside of him is the fullness, okay? I say then, and he said in verse 10 says, and you are complete in him. He said, you are complete in him. He didn't say apostle, prophet. He didn't say, no. You are complete in him. You are complete. Is the head of all principality and power. So you got the boss inside of you. Inside of you is the boss. The one who began this thing and the one who's going to end it. That's why when you understand your authority, there's no demon in hell can stop you. He can't stop you from accomplishing the word that God called you to. All right. So he says, "You." So I'm going to read NLT version says, verse 10 says, so you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. You got the you walking in the man. So when you understand that inside of you is the ultimate power, everything in the authority is all in you. Now you have to become more familiar with him. And this is where our walk with the Lord comes in. As we become more familiar with the understanding of who he is that's inside of us, the more powerful we can walk. That's why our hope is not built on this world system. Our hope is not dependent. It should not be dependent on. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Let me go to that real quick. Amen. When we understand this, this is why our thinking has to change. We have to change the way we're thinking, the way we're reasoning with ourselves, and when we look at things. See, the way we, our perception is everything. All right, 12, 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Give yourself to God, living, okay? Holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So we're giving ourselves to the Lord because if in us is the Christ, the hope of glory, and in the midst of in the Christ is the fullness of the Godhead, and that Christ is still in you, that means you are fully equipped. You are fully equipped. There's no other way to put it. So because you're fully equipped, because you're the total package inside of you, you have to let him freely function and operate through you. See, we can't be the total package and then still fighting ourselves, fighting who we are. We have to come to a place of understanding, realizing, look, In order for the Lord to do great and mighty things, he said, you're more than a conqueror. In order for him to do great and mighty things in you, you got to accept the fact of who you are. You're awesome. You're powerful in God. You're beautifully and wonderfully made in him. You're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. I mean, he's doing it in you. You got to receive this thing and understand you're more powerful than with the enemy and you give yourself credit for. You're so much more powerful. You're so much more ready to walk in God's presence because it not only walk in God's presence, but to do the impossible. All things. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. See, the limitations come from us. Because what we cannot accept or believe is what's going to stop us from going. What we cannot accept or believe is what's going to harm us, what's going to stop us, what's going to hinder us. So when we can believe beyond what we can see. Someone will look in the mirror every day and say, man, that person there, man, I don't know what to say. But until we change our perception, even about ourselves, then now we can see the power of God in action. When we realize who we are, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in our going out and our coming in, you are the blessing. Remember that. The blessing is not the things you have, but who's in you. See, you got to remember, all back to the source of God. God blessed them. God blessed them. God blessed them. He's the one who did it. So he, once again, he put himself with them. So when we're walking in the blessing, we're walking in God, there's nothing anybody can do to stop you. When we talk about God's glory. See, this is why the more time we spend in his presence, the more his presence come upon us and be with us. And what happens is the residue that he leaves himself on us, that's the anointing begins to just settle upon us because of the time that we spend. And some people, we was born with certain talents and gifts from the time of birth. But some of us have to get through to being in his presence consistently, daily. But we all need God's presence. None of us are exempt. But as God is doing some great and mighty things through us, this is where our submission to the power and presence of God is so key. We have to be willing to separate ourselves from the path of doing what everyone else is doing and submit to God and his presence and allow God to do in us than what he desires to do. So, glory to God. So, I encourage you tonight, begin to shift your perception about yourself. We got to stop the stinking thinking. We got to go beyond that. Now, let's go to verse 2. And he said, be not conformed to this world. Don't pattern. Don't shape yourself or don't limit yourself according to this world. Just because y'all both look like humans or have a human body, that doesn't make you all human. Because we have a supernatural God that's on the inside of us that changes things. Because now we have the ability to walk in two realms. We have the ability to walk on the earth as a citizen of the earth, but not being the citizen. We have diplomatic immunity because that means some things that apply to the everyone who's living a normal, regular life, I should say, regular life as according to the world, we have different abilities. We have different privileges. We have different abilities to do certain things. So even when it comes down to dedicating ourselves to really walk after God, to really follow God, to really walk in the blessing of God, to really to be that blessing, it's so much more supernatural because now we understand why we're equipped to do what we have to do. We're not limited to what people say or think. We are limited because of the God that we serve. See, if we don't get past ourselves or get past our shortcomings, we would never unfold and emerge into the believer God has called us to become. I encourage you tonight, begin to go deeper in your perception about yourself. Stop looking at yourself surface and disqualify yourself before you ever get started. Those who are talking to me a lot of times, you are powerful in God. You're magnificent in His sight. And there's nothing the enemy can do about it. He cannot change your relationship with God. Only you can. He can't stop you either. There's only what you allow Him to stop you with. He can. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, changed by the renewing of your mind. Change your way of thinking. Tell the devil I changed my mind. In other words, I'm going to start thinking higher now. I'm going to start walking greater in the things of God. And my trust is in Him, not in myself. Is in Him, not in myself. Okay, he says, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, God has something He needs to prove through you. See, the enemy's trying to decline you and trying to say you nothing, you can't be nothing. But God knows better. But God knows also what is going to cause for us to move sometimes. He has to allow some things to happen to get our attention. So, amen. So as we see that, he says, transform by renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So he wants to be able to do what he got to do, but not at the cost of salvation. He wants to be effective, not infected. So, amen. So as we see here, he is preparing them for a greater place in God. Okay. Give the rest of grace among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So let God do in you what he desires to do, to change you, to shift you, to make you, to break you, and see the process of getting to a place where God can use us. It's hard sometimes. It's going to be a downright hard because you're talking about you dying to self. Dying to self can be gruesome. It can be hard, but it's necessary. It takes a lot. You have to beat this flesh. We have to beat the belly. We have to beat our own. We have to let our own will get broken to be built up again. See, it's going to require a sacrifice, a living sacrifice. I mean, daily, sacrifice yourself to lay down, to give yourself to Him. Daily, lay yourself, you know, to give yourself to the Lord so He can do great and mighty things. Sacrifice. It's going to cost you. Listen, it's going to cost you something. The Bible says before a man builds, let him count the cost so he won't get halfway or get to a point of just building a block and run out of money. It's going to cost you something. Amen. It's going to cost you. But it is necessary for you to have the success and the victory that God wants you to have. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. Amen. It's going to be worth it. So as we see here, verse 2, so then you will learn to know God's will for you. You will learn that. And then he goes on to say, which is good and perfect. I mean, which is good and pleasing and perfect. All right. So we have to be concerned in the sense of you know, not necessarily concerned, but we have to be mindful of what we allow ourselves to be to go through or be connected to people, different people, make sure that people is not working against you. And you got to prove out the Word of God to them. You have to show them what it looks like to follow the Word of God. You have to retrain, help teach, bring understanding to those who lack understanding, for those who don't understand how to live this life. So glory to God. So we thank the Lord for just touching our hearts tonight and let us truly see we have to do better in order for us to be truly the light on top of a hill which cannot be hid. We have to go further in the things of God. We cannot stop here. We can't just let the enemy do what he wants to do. Listen, you are a powerful being. That's what I'm saying. You've been inhuman, man. You're not even all human. You look like a human, but the total package in you, you are a bomb that took out a whole city, states. I mean, my God, there's so much more in you than you give yourself credit for. There's so much more God want to do in you, but you're limited on the way you're thinking. We got to take off the roof. Someone said, take the roof off, take the roof off. You got to take the roof off of you in order for you to really function and do what God's called you to do. Amen. That may seem extreme, but sometimes you're going to have to do those things. It's going to be extreme in order for us to have the success. Any millionaire today can tell you, or any millionaire or billionaire, it wasn't because they weren't giving. You know, even people who are not saved caught the principle of sowing and reaping. They're sowing seed. They're giving. And at the same time, look what's coming back at them. See, we have to understand that we're much more powerful than we give ourselves credit to be. We're more knowledgeable in some things that we just have to connect with and allow Him to teach us. Glory to God. So as we go forth tonight, thank the Lord for the word of God, that we should truly see a move of His Spirit. Amen. So let's be encouraged, and let's let the word of God do inside of us what He desires to do. Now let me deal with this part here before we go. Let me deal with this part. I know many of us have had dreams and some different things. We've seen God move, you know, pertaining to things like people and everything. But yes, God want to also do that with you. And He just needs your cooperation. And there's so many greater things you can do that, amen, God is going to do some greater things. But it's going to take us working together to accomplish the work. Glory to God. So from this point, amen, I just wanted to thank you for coming on. Thank you for hearing and receiving what the Lord is saying. And for those who that prayed, who chimed in, and just caught in their ending. But just understand and know that the Lord is working a great work within us. He's building us up for such a time as this. Amen. If there's anyone who needs a recording, inbox me on Facebook and I'll get you the recording. Praise God. But God is powerful. And He's doing some mighty and powerful things right now. But God just need our cooperation. The more we begin to cooperate with God, the stronger we become. The more we have in the things of God. Amen. So be encouraged. Know the total package. We're going to continue in part two next week. But understand, you are the total package. You got Jesus, the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. You know, I mean, everything is operating and functioning through you. Amen. So because of this, let us be encouraged. Let us know how to go forth and do what thus saith the Lord. Let us not fall into timidity and draw back on God. When God wants to show you so much more, open yourselves. Allow God to deal with your heart. Go beyond what is being spoken by people. Search the word of God out for yourself and watch God bless you. Amen. Amen. It's nice for people to want to do, but sometimes we can't get to other people. We have to know how to go before God ourselves. You have to be the priest. You have to stand the ground. You have to know when to move and when not to move. And so these things are important for your function and operation in life. That once we gather, once we finish gathering, there's going to be some great things that's going to take place. As He's gathered, help us to gather information, learning more about who we are, doing the work He's called us to do, greater things coming forward. So, amen. Father, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for each and every one as it comes tonight to receive and hear with us to the Lord. And we thank you for the word to minister tonight. We thank you for using me for your glory, God. Do what you desire to do. Thank you, Lord God, for the change that's taking place inside of each and every one of us, even as we speak right now. Help us to walk in a greater place of activation. Hallelujah, that we shall come to the knowledge of truth, Lord God, that we shall walk in this place that you called us to walk in. So glory to God. So as we continue on, amen. Father, thank you for touching and moving upon the hearts tonight as they continue to embrace your presence, Lord God. Do some great and mighty works, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that no man can take the credit for it. It's all you, Lord God. So, Father, thank you, Lord, for your awesome and your mighty God. And we thank you and we praise you in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Right now at this time, we will open the floor. If there's anyone who needs to call in, amen, for salvation, get prayer, whatever it is you may need God to do, amen, chime in and come ask your question or whatever case may be, what you can do, amen, and watch God bless. He definitely can. So, amen. So while we're waiting, just give it a few more minutes. Amen. We just want to encourage your hearts. Amen. For anyone who desires to go higher in things of God, just have that conversation with God and let God know, amen, you know, that you're serious. Amen. And sometimes it just takes of us. We have not because we ask not. God's waiting for us to ask or whatever case it may be because he got the answer. So, amen. So, God bless you all tonight. And I thank God for this call tonight. I thank God for even helping us to be awakened, strengthened, and build us up for such a time as this. So be encouraged. Thank you all for your participation, your just coming on, hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and may you take it and prosper in every single way. Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father, thank you, Lord God, for covering each and every one. That we, as we leave this place, we do not leave your presence. Lord, let your blessings rest upon each and every one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you all. Amen. And thank you for coming on tonight. And we'll see you back here next week. Amen. For those who can't, truly, it's been a blessing. Amen. God bless you. The Lord is the strength.
my home shall I be afraid? And that's why I pray them for His amazing grace. I'll take time out every day and sing, worthy is He. Hallelujah. Ha ha.